This is the Shofar Wire Evening Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the restoration report. The signs are multiplying, friends. The fracturing of Edom's dominion, the tightening grip around the beast, and yet, within the storm, a stirring. A quiet preparation. We see it in the unraveling of the old order, but more importantly, we see it in the burgeoning strength of those Israel is calling home. For too long, we have been entangled in the webs of Babylon, reliant on systems designed to bind and control. But Yahuwah is not a God of entanglement. He is a God of liberation. He is dismantling the infrastructure of wickedness, and in doing so, he is opening a path for his people to exit. This isn't simply about identifying the decay, it's about preparing for the exodus. A movement is rising, a turning away from the false securities of the nations, a reclaiming of self-sufficiency. Think on Deuteronomy 28, not as a promise of material wealth, but as a promise of direct provision. Yahuwah will bless the fruit of your labor, the increase of your herds, the contents of your barns, but only when you are untethered from the corrupt systems that seek to control those blessings. We've spoken of the oil sustaining the lamp in the temple, independent, enduring, radiating light in the darkness. This is the essence of what Yahuwah is calling us to become. To break the lifelines that connect us to Babylon, to sever the strands of dependence that bind us to her fate. It's not enough to know the judgment is coming upon Edom. We must actively prepare for a life beyond her reach. And that preparation, brothers and sisters, includes a return to the land. Not merely a political migration to a contested territory, but a spiritual and practical rerouting in the covenant promises. The prophets didn't speak of a simple geographic relocation. They spoke of a restoration of all things, a rebuilding of foundations, a revival of ancient ways, a reclaiming of our identity as Israel. This isn't about recreating a past that cannot be retrieved. It's about building a future grounded in the covenant, a future where we are stewards of the land, not consumers of a manufactured reality. A future where we rely on the bounty of Yahuwah, not the whims of a failing system. We are seeing glimmers of this now, communities forming, skills being rediscovered, a growing desire for autonomy. But this path is not without its challenges. The forces of Edom will resist this awakening. They will attempt to co-opt it, to control it, to twist it to their own ends. We must be vigilant. We must discern the true from the false. We must hold fast to the word of Yahuwah and refuse to be deceived by the manufactured narratives of the age. Consider Tzion, both the physical location and the covenant promise. It is becoming a focal point, a stone of contention, a stumbling block to the nations. Yes, Yahuwah warned of this, a place where the world would collide, where alliances would be tested, where the very foundations of the old order would be shaken. This is not a call to engage in political battles or to defend a geopolitical entity. It is a call to stand firm in the truth, to be a beacon of light in a world consumed by darkness, and to remember the promises made to our ancestors. The sword is drawn against Edom, and the iron will be broken. But the breaking of Edom's power does not automatically guarantee the restoration of Israel. It creates the space for restoration, but we must actively fill that space with faith, with obedience, and with a commitment to living a life that is pleasing to Yahuwah. This is the time for preparation. This is the time for separation. This is the time for Israel to reclaim her destiny. The oil and the lamb, sustained by Yahuwah, offering light to a darkened world. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.